The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Now, you good people know that I don't like to say I told you so. I don't like to pat myself on the back or give myself a gold star. Grace Baker, you know that. We don't like to say I told you so, America.
You're a very humble person, Todd.
I am the humblest person I know.
Yes, you are.
I am the most humble person in America. That's me, Todd Starnes. So what is it? We came right out of the gate. I mean, as soon as we found out that the FBI dispatched their Nazi goons, the jackbooted thugs, to Mar-a-Lago in the pre-dawn guns-drawn raid, we knew. Right away, what did I say, Grace Baker?
You said maybe it's not about what they found, but it's about what they planted.
It's about what they planted. Right out of the gate, we were taught, and again, my radar went off, Grace, as soon as I heard that the FBI refused to allow Donald Trump's attorneys to observe what they were doing. I knew something was up.
Your spidey senses were tingling.
Something was tingling. Yes, Grace Baker, it was something was not right. And of course, now the entire country, at least the political establishment, is embracing my theory. Here is Rand Paul on Fox News Channel.
People distrust so much the government that we've gotten to the point where, for example, do I know that the boxes of material they took from Mar-a-Lago, that they won't put things in those boxes to entrap him? How do we know? Their lawyers weren't allowed to see the boxes go. They weren't categorized.
That's going to be a problem.
Thousands of documents were taken. Yeah, how do we know that they're going to be honest with us about what's actually in the boxes? How do we know that was in the box before it left the residence if the lawyers weren't allowed to see everything? So, you know, they've lost a great deal of trust.
Yeah, that was Rand Paul on Fox and Friends this morning. Now President Trump has decided to embrace my theory that this was not about what they were taking out of Mar-a-Lago. It's what they were putting inside, the evidence they were planting inside. Now, the left-wing media has gone bonkers over this, and I'm getting crucified, and I love it. I love every single minute of this. I relish this, Grace Baker. But people are going bonkers because I dared suggest that the FBI might be so corrupt as to plant evidence inside Mar-a-Lago.
Never, they said.
By the way, we've got a list now of some of the things there were 15 boxes, and some of the things they confiscated included cocktail napkins. You know, like the kind you get when you put your little peanuts.
Yes, the little tiny square ones.
The cocktail napkins and also dinner menus.
Ooh.
And apparently they were rummaging through the first lady's personal closets. So we don't
That's
know.
That's just wrong. You never go through a woman's closet.
No, and they may have been trying on the lady's clothes or the shoes. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's kind of creepy if you're the first lady, Melania Trump.
Extremely.
And you know that these grown men from the federal government are in there touching your private things.
I don't even want to think about it.
It's disgusting. So anyway, Daily Kos is one of them, and they called me deranged. I'm trying to find this story here. This is what we may have to get to it after the break. But this is but they're literally calling me deranged because I dared to suggest that the FBI was up to no good inside Mar-a-Lago.
How dare you? How dare you, Todd?
But you know that's what they did.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you think if you think for 1 second that what happened at Mar-a-Lago in the early morning hours during the pre-dawn guns drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago, if you think that had anything to do with the National Archives, you're smoking whatever Hunter Biden's smoking. This has everything to do with January 6th. And I have no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that the federal government agents planted evidence inside Mar-a-Lago. I have no problem even throwing that out there, positing that as a theory in the public discourse. I got no problem with that because they've done it before. You say, well, what are you talking about? Well, you go ask the governor of Michigan how comfortable she feels going out for a night on the town with the FBI. Those guys tried to kidnap her. They actually staged, plotted, and planned to kidnap the governor of Michigan and then blame a bunch of white supremacists. We still don't know how many FBI agents were involved in the planning or the execution of whatever happened on January the 6th because they refused to answer those questions. Nobody wants to answer those questions that need to be addressed. Now, you can say what you want to say about the people who stormed into the building on that day. My question is, what role did the FBI play? And they don't want to answer that question. It's clear to me, going back to the early days of the FBI, that the whole point of the FBI was to target law-abiding American citizens. And it's clear to me that the Biden administration, and I'm not saying Joe Biden because he's addled, I'm saying the people controlling Joe Biden, that would be Barack Hussein Obama and Susan Rice, those are the ones that are using the federal government and the Justice Department to declare war on their political enemies. Now, late yesterday, Congressman Scott Perry, who has been a regular guest on this program, he and his family on vacation, they were surrounded by government agents, and he was ordered to hand over his cell phone, which he did. The congressman said, hey, I don't get this. You know, why this big public display of force and aggression when all you had to do was call my lawyer and we would have been more than happy to provide you whatever you wanted us to provide, we would have done that. But that's not the point. The point is the political and theatrical spectacle, the circus of it all. And that's why they staged this pre-dawn guns-drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago. Do you understand the importance and the significance of what I've just said here, folks? A former president of the United States of America, whose election was stolen, a former president of the United States, and they showed up with guns drawn. What were they expecting, a firefight with the Secret Service? And by the way, and you just think about this now. We were talking about this yesterday, about how I was surprised that if Trump had been there, and they knew Trump was not going to be there, there is more to this, and it will be drawn out, and there will be a moment, and you mark my words here, there will be a moment when President Trump is giving one of his big speeches somewhere, and the FBI will storm the stage, they will arrest the president on national television and drag him away. That's how all of this will end up. Mark my words on this. All of this is meant to embarrass and humiliate Donald Trump and to ensure that he never runs for office again. That's what this is all about. And I don't think Congressman Scott Perry is going to be the last. I mean, we're talking about the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. We're talking about a very powerful lawmaker up on Capitol Hill, folks. And if they can do that to the president, if they can do that to congressmen, you better believe they're going to do it to the rest of us. I'm just waiting any moment now for the knock on the bunker, the broadcast bunker. I'm waiting for the knock on the door. I've already got my little, I have a toothbrush and a travel size toothbrush and a travel size toothpaste just in case I get hauled off to the big house. Because we are living, this is our reality right now, folks. This is our reality. Where President Biden, the Biden administration, they are having their political enemies rounded up. That's what's going on here. And this is just the start. This is just the start of what is going to be a very ugly and very dangerous time in America. So don't be surprised if you start seeing conservative lawmakers being harassed, bullied, and harangued by FBI agents. That's going to happen. It's going to happen. By the way, breaking news out of New York, where President Trump is basically telling the Attorney General of New York, who is a partisan hack, he's telling her, up yours. I'm not testifying. President Trump pleading the fifth, and I don't blame him. I would, too. It doesn't matter if they said, Mr. President, how are you doing? And he said, it's a lovely day. They're like, you're a liar. You're a liar. We're charging you with lying to the feds. You're going to prison. They would do that. So I don't blame the president one bit, ladies and gentlemen. Not one bit. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. There's a lot of debate raging right now over whether or not President Trump should immediately declare a run for the White House. What say you about that? 844-747-8868. We have a great lineup of folks coming up in just a little while. Our good friend, the president's spokesperson, Liz Harrington, is going to be here. Congressman Jim Jordan is going to be here as well. Father Frank Pavone. And also, you folks in North Carolina, you better get ready because your Lieutenant Governor, Mark Robinson, is going to be here in just a matter of minutes. This is the Todd Starnes Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starnes to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starnes. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes. All right, I found it. Grace, we got to get this framed. This is from the Daily Cuss. Is it the Daily Cuss is what it is. DailyCuss.com. And they're going off on Steve Bannon. And Bannon was right. He says the FBI is the Gestapo. And then they write, however, this take by Todd Starnes may truly be the most deranged. They call me Fox's Todd Starnes. They still think I'm at Fox. These people are morons.
Clearly, they don't do their research.
Clearly, they don't listen to this program. However, this take by Todd Starnes may truly be the most deranged. So thank you very much, Daily Cuss. We really appreciate that. Into the circular file you go.
Did you make that shot into the trash can?
It came up a little short.
Oh, no.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Thank you, Grace. Good to have you back with us. 844-747-8868. Do you think that's possible that the FBI could, in fact, plant evidence inside Mar-a-Lago? Give us a call. So Ron Paul, you know, a lot of people love to give Ron Paul a lot of grief. Ron Paul, the father of Rand Paul, a great political mind. Ron Paul, years ago, this was back in the 1980s, actually sounded the warning bells on the FBI. Cut number one, please.
You know, most of our history, we didn't have those institutions. The FBI came in during the First World War. And interestingly enough, one thing that Woodrow Wilson did, he used the FBI to spy on American citizens and actually arrests them if they disagreed with his foreign policy about going to war in Europe. And isn't it interesting how recent they used it in the Vietnam era? Democrats used it there. Republicans used the FBI to spy on 100 different groups in this country, including the churches, who disagree with the policy in Central America. It almost looks like the FBI was designed to spy on Americans who might be disagreeing with policy, especially the foreign policy. So the FBI, although I don't think I could condemn everything they've ever done, because I'm sure some of the investigations and investigation of crime has been beneficial, but that could be accomplished through Justice Department within our states. We wouldn't reject that portion of it. But I think the FBI has kept and continues to keep a lot of records on a lot of individuals. The CIA has only been here since 1947. Their record is lousy. I mean, just think of the CIA used by the Democratic administration to
So there you go. And it goes on and on and on. That was Ron Paul. Ron Paul sounding the warning bells that something's not right with the FBI. Look, here's my take, folks, and I've really no secret here. I think we need to defund and dismantle the FBI. I think we need to defund and dismantle the Department of Education. And I believe we should defund and dismantle TSA, which, by the way, was thrown upon the country by none other than George W. Bush. And I mean, what a, you got to give the guy credit, George W. Here is a guy who told Americans after 9/11, hey, we're going to have to take away some of your freedoms. We're going to have to take away some of your rights so that you can be free. And we're going to call this, we're going to call this effort the Patriot Act. Now, who, and going back at the time, this was right after the terrorist attacks, you if you stood opposed to the Patriot Act, you were a pariah, even within conservative circles. If you stood up and you went after the administration over the Iraq war, all of a sudden you were a bad person. You were unpatriotic. But every single time I walk through an airport and you have to go through the TSA, it's almost like I liken it to being on the in the DMZ, and you're in beautiful Seoul, South Korea, a bastion of freedom and liberty and commerce, affluence, and then there's the DMZ, and then there's North Korea. And I genuinely feel, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but every time I go to the airport and go through the TSA checkpoint, I feel like I'm going into some sort of a foreign country where you have dictators, you have communists, and you surrender your rights, and you'll watch them go right down that conveyor belt. And then you get manhandled, and they don't offer you a cigarette. They don't give you flowers. You don't get a phone number. And unfortunately, many of them, their hands are very cold. And there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to take there. You just have to stand there. It's like being assaulted, sexually assaulted in public at the airport, all for the name of patriotism. That's George W. Bush, by the way. I just want you to understand that. 844-747-8868. I just had a flashback. Maybe it's PTSD. Every time I go to the airport, I get pulled aside. I don't know why it is, but I get pulled aside. And it drives me bonkers. Coming up, we've got the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. But I've got to share this story with you. And this is really for our Memphis audience. There is a beloved TV weather guy. His name is Joey Sulipec, and the guy's big-time Memphis Grizzlies fan. And during the playoffs back in May, we talked about this story. He was going after, was it Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors, and called him a knuckle-dragger because of his behavior on the court. And anybody who's watched Draymond Green knows exactly what Joey Sulipec was talking about. And then condemned, what did he say? He wrote, next-level jackassery. So anyway, all you know what broke loose. People started, well, not people, a reporter for the Commercial Appeal, which is a failing newspaper here in Memphis, accused Sulipec of being a racist, which he's not. He's been on the air for decades here and done a lot of good in this community. The networks picked it up, ESPN and the Fox. He works for the Fox affiliate here. And the Fox affiliate took him off the air, launched an investigation, and we now know that he will not be coming back to Fox. They surrendered to the cancel culture mob. And I find it offensive that Fox would do something like this. It seems to me that the management of the Fox station in Memphis, they're nothing more than a bunch of cowards, moral cowards. And quite frankly, when I look at the management of Fox 13 in Memphis, you know what I see? I see next level jackassery. That's what I see. 844-747-8868. You folks in Memphis, if you want to defend your weatherman, you can do it on national radio. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
What do we see? We look down that hill, and who do we see charging up? We see a whole horde being led by Jim Crow Joe, Nasty Nancy, and Chump Schumer. They're coming up the hill followed by a whole raft of socialist nitwits who believe that a baby in the womb is a clump of cells and do not honor life in the womb. They believe that you should not have a firearm to protect yourself, but that you should pay for them to have firearms to protect them. They don't believe that your children should be educated. They believe that they should be indoctrinated. They're dragging up that hill all types of things. CRT, transgenderism, this idea of birthing people. Who in the world came up with that garbage? They're dragging up this socialist idea that criminals should not be punished, that they should be allowed to run rampant, that our borders should be wide open, that our police should be demonized, that our veterans should be dishonored. And they're also pushing this agenda to tell you that unless you go get a shot, you cannot keep your job or open your business or go to church. See, those folks that are coming up that hill, there's a word for them. They're called socialists. They're called communists. I just prefer to call them idiots.
All right, that was the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina at CPAC in Dallas. My second favorite address was mine. My favorite, though, was the Lieutenant Governor's, and he is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Lieutenant Governor, good to have you back with us.
Hey, good to be here, Todd. Thank you very much.
You know, anybody who listened to your speech at CPAC should not have been surprised by what happened at Mar-a-Lago just the other day, or what happened to Congressman Scott Perry yesterday.
Absolutely not. These folks are coming after us with everything that they have. They are really trying to make an example out of President Trump. This President Trump scares the heck out of this guy because I'm going to tell you why I believe it is to be, Todd. It's because he showed what America can do when you put America first. When you put the globalist agenda aside and you put the American people first and unleash their energy, he showed what can happen. And it scared the heck out of the globalist cabal, and they want to destroy him.
Well, they do, and I think they tried to do the same thing with you in North Carolina. I was going back and looking at your history, and just a few years ago, Lieutenant Governor, you were a concerned citizen standing before the city council and saying that, you know, they needed to defend the Second Amendment of the Constitution, and now here you are. Did you ever imagine this is where you would be right now in your life?
Never, never in a million years did I imagine it, Todd. But I tell you what, I tell folks this all the time. This, my story is only possible in America, and it's only possible with God. And those two things matched together, it cannot be beat.
The situation in North Carolina, and we have so many listeners from your state, they're really concerned about the direction people moving in, bringing their leftist ideals with them. North Carolina, a red state, has gone somewhat purple in recent elections. How do we make North Carolina great again?
By getting up, by standing up and telling the truth. There are a lot of people that are walking around out here in society. They know what the truth is. And to be quite honest with you, they're angry because no one is standing up and saying it. It takes someone to break that barrier, to finally stand up and point and say, the emperor does not have any clothes on. These are lies that we are being told. When people hear that, they go, you know, I've been sitting at my dinner table, sitting in my living room, sitting at work, driving home in my car thinking that exact same thing. And that's the kind of people we need. We need people who are unafraid to tell the truth. Unfortunately, our political ranks are filled with a bunch of cowards right now.
Boy, you're not kidding. And what's troubling is you're the anomaly. You're one of the few willing to stand up and say what needs to be said.
Absolutely. And I'm not ever going to be afraid to stand up and say what needs to be said, because here it is, Todd, and I mean this wholeheartedly. When I leave this earth, I do not have to go stand in front of CBS or ABC or NBC or their editors, or I don't have to go stand in front of any of these political pundits. I have to stand before God and give an account for what I did on this earth. And I'm going to stand up for what's right, and I'm going to stand up for what he's given us, and I'm going to stand up for the freedoms that he's blessed us with. And if folks don't like that, well, that's just too bad.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, North Carolina's Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson and just delivered a barn burner of a speech at CPAC in Dallas. Going back to the situation now with President Trump, the FBI, the Justice Department, it looks to me like the FBI has been weaponized and they're targeting conservatives and specifically Trump supporters. Am I off base here?
Absolutely not. This started back with the Obama administration. They weaponized the IRS. The IRS is again being weaponized. 87,000 new agents that are going to start coming out to folks who don't toe the party line. Look, in Russia, when the communists took over, the communists formed something called the NKVD. It was the secret police of Russia. It was supposed to be there for the state. It was not there for the state. It was there for the Communist Party. That is the exact same thing that the Democratic Party is trying to do with the FBI and the DOJ. They are trying to turn them into their own private secret police that they can use to destroy their political enemies. This is the United States of America. We cannot stand for it. We have got to put people in office who are going to smash up this cabal and get those offices back to doing what they're supposed to do, which is protect of the people of this country, not protect and fight for the Democratic Party.
Got to give him credit, though, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, because they tested us. And I think that we, the people, failed that test during the early days of the pandemic. They went after our civil liberties, and we said, here, take them away from us. We just want to be safe. And now people seem surprised that many of our churches sit empty on Sundays, and many of the large mega churches have disengaged from the political discourse. We got what we asked for.
To a large degree, that is absolutely right, Todd. They use fear to cause people to give up their rights. But here it is. There were a lot of people out there back then who knew what the truth were. They were afraid to speak up. We have got to get those people engaged, and we have got to get them to say, we are not going to put up with this anymore. We fell for it once, but we're not going to fall for it again, and we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that these types of things never happen again. Because I can tell you this right now, what happened during the pandemic is one of the worst things that's ever happened in this country. The civil liberties that were violated, the way the economy was destroyed, the way our Constitution was violated by governors, by mayors, by all sorts of people in high places, it was egregious. We've got to examine that. And as citizens, we've got to get engaged and tell those folks, if you're going to be that type of representative, we are going to vote you out of office and put people in who will not do those type of things.
You know, I have to tell folks, the first time you and I met, it was in, what was it, Mount Airy, North Carolina, Mayberry? There was a big gathering, and so you were up there delivering this barn burner of a message. I mean, the crowd was going bonkers, and then it was like, now welcome Todd Stearns. And I thought, oh, geez, Aloo, I can't follow Mark Robinson. That's a tough act to follow right there, Lieutenant Governor.
Well, you know, I hear that from a lot of people, but, you know, I have my own certain style of speaking.
I love it.
I tell you what, Todd, we are all in this together, and we all have stuff to add. And where some folks got something out of my speech, I'm sure that you came in right behind me and gave them something else that they could absorb and use for the purposes of holding on to our freedom. So we are all in this together. And every part counts, and no part is greater than the other.
Well, well said. And I will say this, very fond of a new restaurant chain you guys have around North Carolina, Biscuitville. That makes North Carolina even a little bit more pleasant.
Yes, sir.
All right. Lieutenant Governor, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Oh, one final question. We're getting this on our social media feeds just off the chain. They say you would make a great vice presidential running mate. If President Trump called, would you accept?
I'd have to do some prayer about that, but that's not even on my radar right now. But if that call came, that's something I'd definitely consider, but I'd have to go through a whole lot of prayer in order to say yes.
Oh, I think it'd be pretty amazing. All right, we'll stay focused on that one, Lieutenant Governor. God bless you and thank you again.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right, Mark Robinson, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, and just a powerful the way he's able to take these issues and explain them and talk about them to an audience is really phenomenal. And if you were at CPAC, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. Hey, let's go to the phones before we have to take a break. 844-747-8868. Phil in Alabama. Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, good morning to you, and thanks for having the Lieutenant Governor on. Great interview. Thank you very much. And I would agree with you completely with what you were talking about at the beginning of your program, going through the airports. You really feel like you're in a third world country with people with machine guns. They don't have machine guns, but I feel exactly the same way. You lose your freedoms, and when they called it the Patriot Act, I agree exactly with what you were saying. And I also wanted to let you know, Todd, that you're not the only one who's out there saying this morning that they think at some point they're going to arrest Trump while he's making his speech. Michael Berry, who has a major talk show in Houston, Texas, made that very same statement at the beginning of his program this morning. And I saw where Jesse Waters says that from Fox thinks that the raid, they were actually planning something at Mar-a-Lago. So you're on the right track, Todd.
Well, you're
not the only one saying that.
Well, we're not afraid to speak the truth on this program, Phil.
You're not. That's why I listen to you.
All right.
Can you imagine what would happen if they were at a Trump rally and they tried to arrest him? Do you think they'd have that kind of courage?
There'd be a civil war, my friend. That would be the start of the civil war right there.
It would. It sure would.
And Phil, appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. And we appreciate all the great folks over in Alabama, except during football season. go Big Orange. Look, to Phil's point, yeah, they're not stupid enough to do that. They would not arrest Trump at one of his big Save America rallies because it would be a civil war. And if they're not careful, that's exactly what Joe Biden is going to launch in this country. Now, conservatives are peaceful, law-abiding people. But there comes a point where you can only be shoved, you can only be pushed, you can only be poked and prodded too far. They got to watch out for that. All right, let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Janice on the line. Hi, Janice. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's nice. Thank you so much for taking my call. You know, I think the conservatives now are fed up. We are right on the edge of the cliff, and enough is enough. And it's like if Trump was making a campaign speech and they tried to come on stage and arrest him, the crowd needs to take them down. It's time to fight back. I'm an older woman, and I've got fight left in me. And we've had enough.
So you've reached that point.
Yes, sir, I certainly have. And, you know, America is going to be first again one way or the other.
Janice, I certainly hope that the people in Washington are hearing your voice, because there are many others out there that feel the exact same way. And you're not the kind of folks that are going out into the streets and burning down the cities. And we've seen all this play out before with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the Democrat Party at large. But the majority of this country has been silent. And my concern is, what happens when the silent majority says, that's it, we've had it, it's time to have a come-to-Jesus moment. Janice, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. We do have to take a break. Folks, you heard it from Janice. She says, I'm an old woman, but I've still got fight in me. What about you? 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. May I tell you about Life Change Tea? Oh, this is a delicious tea. It's amazing, natural, a gentle cleanse. You can use it every single day. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. Been around since 2007, and get this, made right here in the USA, so you know it's going to be good. Just brew up a big old pitcher, put it in the fridge, and drink some delicious Life Change Tea every single day. Now get this, they're having a big summer sale for the Todd Starn Show. Buy three, get one free, and they're going to give you $10 off, and they're going to give you free shipping. All you have to do is go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code Todd10, and you're going to be able to get your tea. Again, that's GetTheTea.com, and be sure to use my discount code Todd10. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Hey, Todd, this is James in Sherwood. I've talked to you a few times lately. You know, in my opinion, what they need to do, they need to dissolve the FBI, the Department of Education, the Department of Energy, the Department of Labor, the IRS, the EPA, the National Labor Relations Board, and they need clean house in the CIA and the DOJ, and they need to get rid of the Patriot Act. But that's just my opinion. And if I was Donald Trump, I would have pleaded the fifth, too, because they're just trying to set him up. That's all they're trying to do.
All right. Thank you, James. He was using our Shoutback function that we have over on the app. You say, how can I get that app? Well, first of all, it's free. You don't have to buy it. And you can download it at KWAM Radio, KWAMRadio.com, KWAMRadio.com. And you'll be able to listen not only my show, but you'll be able to listen to 24 hours of conservative talk radio. And you'll be able to send us a shout out. Like James just did. All right, let's go to the phones here. Sheila, North Carolina, WSIC, our great radio station. What say you, Sheila?
I say that I am a 62-year-old citizen of the United States of America, and it is time for us to take back our country.
So
I'm calling for everyone to please get together on this.
So you agree with this lady who called in just a few moments ago?
Yes.
We are heading into a very precarious position, Sheila, because I think the average taxpayers, the silent majority, they're sick and tired of this.
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
Sheila, God bless you, and thank you for the call. Folks, we're going to hang tight with Randy. I'm going to get him after the break here. He wants to weigh in on this Memphis weather guy. And again, going back to that Memphis story, thousands of people called in and said, hey, this guy is a good and decent weather guy. He's not a racist. Come on. And by the way, a lot of black Memphians were standing up for this guy. But you know what? There's this woke mob out there, and they will take you down. They will destroy you. Quite frankly, every person who owns a subscription to the Commercial Appeal, which is, what, 75 people, you should cancel your subscriptions. Give them a taste of their own medicine and put that jerk out of business. That's what we ought to do. And I still stand by the fact that the management at Fox 13, WHBQ, those people are a bunch of cowards. They don't have the courage to stand up and defend longtime employees. It's pathetic. And as I said, and we've got a piece up on the website about this, it really is next level jackassery. All right, hang tight, everybody. We got Liz Harrington coming up. Jim Jordan is going to be here. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. We do have to take a quick break, though. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So glad that you have made the choice to hang with us noon to 3 Eastern. And we can't name specifics, but I will say this, that in many markets around the country, we are now your number one choice for talk radio in the noon to 3 hour. And I just want to say thank you. And we greatly appreciate your support and being a part of our national show. Just a few seconds after Mar-a-Lago was invaded, was raided in a pre-dawn guns-drawn invasion by government agents, I posited a theory on social media that what we ought to be concerned about is not what they were taking out of Mar-a-Lago, but it was what they were planting inside. And now, just seconds ago, Marjorie Taylor Greene has weighed in on that. President Trump has, as well as Rand Paul, many others across the conservative spectrum are now beginning to weigh in and wonder what exactly was going on inside Mar-a-Lago. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, a president spokesperson, Liz Harrington, joins us. Liz, good to have you with us. And I want to start by asking about the very latest. What can you tell us about Trump World in response to what happened at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I think it's much like the reaction of the country. I mean, what country are we living in? This is now third world. This is so beyond the pale. It's crossing a Rubicon that has never been crossed before. And everyone is looking at this and saying this is not the way a constitutional republic behaves. And quite frankly, I think it's because it's not. It's no longer. It's being taken. And the American people are not going to sit idly by and let it be taken. We respond in a way that I think they're not expecting, which the thing is, they to do this, to take this step, which is making us a third world country, for an innocent man, the greatest president in our lifetime, far beyond, who's done nothing wrong, who has been under political persecution for 7 years now, in all different jurisdictions and all venues that they cannot find any innocent because he's totally innocent. All he's ever done is fight for the country. So to take this step, not against just him, but against the most powerful political movement, I think they're miscalculating because this is waking up even more people to peaceably take back their country, you know, through transparency, through righteous indignation, through holding their elected officials accountable to make sure this corruption gets rooted out. Because make no mistake, this is corruption at the highest levels. This is so illegitimate. There's no way you can even do this legally. They had to go to some magistrate judge. It's totally phony and fraudulent. There's no crime. There's no probable cause.
And Liz, let me jump in here on this judge. Yeah. The judge is a donor to both Jeb Bush and Barack Hussein Obama, thousands of dollars in donations. There are also reports out there that the judge has written anti-Trump screeds on his social media pages, which are now under lock and key. Does that sound fair to you?
Because no legitimate judge would put their name on this. We're now being run. This is not consent of the governed. This is run by a cartel. This is being run by a mob. And the people, people are awakening up. Like we've never seen before. They've gone too far. And it is just so absolutely shameful and disgusting. And it's totally illegitimate. And this is bogus. Are you kidding? Presidential Records Act? That's never been used. And as President Trump said in his first initial statement, the Clintons went off with furniture. They didn't send anybody in after them. It's just preposterous.
That's true. Lampshades.
They didn't even take anything.
No, they actually had a U-Haul they pulled up, and they were loading up White House furniture, and they had to give it all back. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen.
It was absolutely insane, but they didn't send the feds in to retrieve it. It's absolutely ridiculous that they would violate the people this way. President Trump is a man of the people. That's who he is. That's all he does, is fight on behalf of us. And this is to get to us. This is the beginning. They know that they cannot abide by their corrupt power much longer unless they really go after, anybody standing in their way. The biggest person standing in their way is the leader of the most popular political movement in American history, the one that is growing ever by the day. And it's all about stopping the people so they can, they're going for the guns, as we've seen, the corrupt cabal in Washington signing off to these unconstitutional legislations. Now they're adding all these IRS agents. They are attacking the core of this country. They've already attacked the border. They've attacked the dollar. They've attacked our energy. They're attacking our military and our prestige around the world with what they've done in Afghanistan, just giving it away. All these different things are at the heart. They're trying to destroy our country. But the problem is there's just too many patriotic Americans who love it so and are not just going to sit there and say that this is okay. We're going to speak up. And we're going to be standing in the way.
Liz, a couple of questions here. Have the Trump attorneys, have they received anything, any correspondence from the FBI, from the Justice Department? Have they been able to see the warrant yet?
So I can't speak to that. I have not seen it. I just know that it went through this judge. It sounds so corrupt. And I know that no one was really even there until, I guess, maybe phone calls were made, but there was no need for even a warrant. First of all, it's a totally illegitimate process because there's no probable cause of anything. He's the president of the United States. The presidential records, they're his records. So the whole thing, they were negotiating back and forth with the National Archives in a very would normally be a totally mundane process. But like everything else, it gets weaponized and twisted.
Right.
And what can they do? We saw this throughout the Russiagate sham. We saw it throughout the impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. Everything they tried to do was twist the truth, twist the law to work on their end. So then they get themselves into this ridiculous position of going after the Presidential Records Act, which has never been used before. There's no crime here. Just like there was no Logan Act violation, FARA violation. They have to use these arcane processes to dress up and polish up their Stasi tactics and just put a suit on it, when that's exactly what it is.
Liz, let me jump in here real quick, because our time is a bit limited here. I have concerns that they're going to try and embarrass the president at one of these rallies or one of his speaking engagements. Are there concerns that you might have FBI agents storming the stage and taking the president into custody in a public setting, again, just to humiliate and embarrass the president?
Look, Todd, the truth is on our side. I don't put anything past these people. They are brazen, they're arrogant, but they're also, everything they do backfires. And it backfires in a way that they don't think it will. And they might want to try to cause, a reaction in a certain way. And we have to be, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We have to be bold in speaking the truth. But we can't fall into whatever, machinations they're trying to gin up. We just have to keep doing what we're doing, which is loving our country and fighting for it every single day and doing it with righteous indignation. That's what we have. We have the truth on our side. So we can't really be worried about the games they're playing and the deceitfulness and the machinations. We just have to be worried what we can do, each of us, in our local communities, every single day, to further the cause of freedom and our constitutional republic and preserve it, because that's what's at stake. We cannot become a third world country. We cannot let this type of corruption continue.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Liz, appreciate the insight and the information, and thanks for hopping on the program today.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington, the president's spokesperson. Insane. The whole thing is just insane, folks. And this judge, and we have the intel up on our website, toddstearns.com. You can see it for yourself. This judge has given money to Jeb Bush, $1,000, gave $1,000 to Barack Hussein Obama, wrote very nasty things about President Trump on social media. And you're telling me this is a fair and impartial process? Yeah, I don't think so. All right, real quick before we go to break, I want to go to Perry in Iowa. And he wants to weigh in on the FBI agents. And Perry, we understand that they went after and rummaged through Melania Trump's clothing.
Yeah, well, I've heard rumor that it was Operation Crossdresser, and that they were really after Melania's clothes. J. Edgar was a little, off center like that. So maybe the tradition continues.
I forgot about that.
Watch out for bugs. Too. They made more bugs than files they took.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that, Perry. I guarantee you, Mar-a-Lago is bugged right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they did to Trump Towers, so they're just continuing here. But thanks for your show.
All right, Perry, God bless. Always get wise words from the heartland. All right, we've got to take a break, going right to the phones. We have Vicki in North Carolina. A couple of lines open now, 844-747-8868. Do you think this is over, folks, or do you think the FBI is going to try to embarrass and humiliate the president? 844-747-8868. Oh, can I tell you about our friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Patriot Mobile, they're fighting for our freedom every single day, and they're providing some incredible cell phone service, the best in America. That's right, folks. Patriot Mobile has broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they have plans to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. And if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, they're going to hook you up with even more discounts. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Be sure to use my promo code, Todd. They're going to give you free premier activation and a special discount. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Todd, John, could you tell Jim Jordan to please be the new Attorney General, or at least be the head of the FBI?
All right. Well, you know what? We'll ask Jim Jordan that when he's on the program coming up in just a little while. Thank you, Ricky from Arkansas. A lot of folks from Arkansas using the shoutback function, and you can as well. It is a special part of our free app, which you can download at KWAM Radio, KWAMRadio.com, or you can get it wherever you get your apps. Just go to the App Store, search for the app, and you'll be able to find it. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Vicki from WHKP in North Carolina. Hi, Vicki. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dad. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Calling regarding the talk of the Civil War coming, I totally agree. I think it's inevitable. All these things that are happening are leading up to it. And the bad news is it'll be just as terrible as any other war that we've had. But the good news is it'll be over in about 5 minutes. Because we have people all over the country, millions of us, armed to the teeth and ready. We will have the police on our side, both present and former. We will have the National Guard on our side, and probably most of the military. So it won't take long.
And let's be honest, Vicki, every grandmother who is a conservative is armed to the teeth. So you got to worry about the pistol packet grannies, too.
That's right. Exactly.
So our side is armed.
That's right. And we are the silent majority, as you said. And
we are a peaceful, you know, and we are peaceful and law-abiding people, Vicki. But there comes a point when the civil liberties are violated, when the Constitution is thrown in the trash. That's when it's time to stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to go down that path.
Right. And Antifa and their frozen water bottles are not going to go very far.
No, they will not. You've got that right.
Nope.
All right, Vicki. Yep. Appreciate the call. God bless you. Let's go to Reese in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Reese. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I just want to say I'm a new member, and I love your show, and I absolutely believe in everything that you're saying, so thank you for that.
Thank you
for what you do. So I have two questions. So first of all, with the FBI, I don't understand that the FBI raided Trump's house with the Secret Service, because the Secret Service, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they a branch of the FBI or at least affiliated with the FBI somehow?
So the Secret Service is actually a part of the Treasury Department, the FBI a part of the Justice Department. So separate government entities. And it's sort of in, we're sort of in uncharted waters here with all of this. But my understanding is, Reese, that the Secret Service were notified. So it wasn't like the FBI came in with the flash grenades. They actually let the Secret Service know in advance that they had these warrants. Now, the question is, what would happen if, you know, if Trump is arrested? Would the Secret Service allow that to happen? And again, we don't know the answer to that question.
Completely gray waters. I have one more question also. So today, I actually found out from a friend of mine that Biden is talking about rebuilding the wall that Trump started. If I'm not mistaken, that's one thing that he said, I was going to get rid of, and not going to do. And now, all of a sudden, it's almost like he's using all this negative publicity for Trump, and now he's going to be doing something behind the background to do their way. I was wondering if you had any info on that.
You see, yes, I do, and I may have to hold my answer to your question until after the break here, Reese, but it's a very interesting and important observation, because, again, when all these kinds of things happen, you need to keep your eye on the White House, because it's just like a squirrel with a shiny object. The mainstream media, they will scurry after the shiny object when, in fact, the real story is happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So I'll try to answer that coming up back after the break. Thank you, though, and welcome aboard. We're always honored to have new listeners. 844-747-8868. Coming up, our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're broadcasting from our flagship radio station, KWAM, the mighty 990. By the way, celebrating 75 years, And Grace, we're having a big shindig. What next Thursday?
It's coming up quick.
A highfalutin hotel on the Mississippi River.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It'll be very nice. Rooftop, good food. We're going to have a live band. Do you dance, Grace? Are you a good dancer?
This white girl can't dance. I'm going to tell you. Well, will I dance? Yes. Can I dance? No.
After a couple of Baptist martinis, I can do the boot scootin' boogie.
There you go.
But anyway, one of the things we've been trying to do for our Memphis audience, because we do this, the radio station they want local listeners to come and join and celebrate a little VIP treatment. And so if you are in the Mid-South, if you're a KWAM listener and you give us a call, we'll say caller number two, if from the Memphis area, you're going to win VIP tickets to the big shindig coming up next Thursday. The number to call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And we're going to hook you up with some VIP tickets. Let's go to the phones. Oregon, Pat listening to us on KYKN. And Pat, we had one heck of a big shindig in Salem a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, you did. What I want people to think about is if the president, the former President Trump, can be raided by the FBI, what's going to happen to our freedoms of speech and expression if we know already that our privacy can't be protected on the web, let alone our free speech at rallies or in the opinion pages of the paper, when the IRS hires 87,000 new agents.
Pat, they're going to tear all of us a new one. That's what's going to happen with that, sir.
That's why the next election coming up in November is so important.
Pat, this is why every election is important. I mean, it's just insane what the government's doing. And, you know, when people don't go out, they don't vote, they don't engage the political process, very, very bad things happen.
Yes, that is true. I mean, our freedom is at stake at this next election.
Yes, sir, it is, Pat. You're absolutely right. And I'm, you know, so honored that you guys have folks there in Salem, Oregon, conservatives that are fighting the good fight. You're not afraid to stand up and say what needs to be said. And at the same time, you know, sharing those, you know, conservative ideals with the next generation. I mean, it's all part of it.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Pat. Tell everybody out in KYKN land that we said hello.
We will.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Pat. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones here. Rick in Cordova, Tennessee. Hi, Rick. How are you today?
Oh, doing great. Thank you.
Well, Rick, I've got some good news for you. We're about to make your day a little brighter because you are one of the winners of a pair of tickets to the big VIP gala next week.
Sounds great. I'd love to go.
Well, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get all of your details. So hang tight. Don't go anywhere. And we've also got David in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. David, how are you today?
Hey, Todd. I'm excited about that.
Well, congratulations, David. We're always excited to meet our listeners, and we're going to put you on hold. You're going to win a pair of tickets to our big gala event next week, celebrating 75 years of KWAM and the five-year anniversary of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So hang tight and don't go anywhere. And, folks, we have got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Hello, America. Can I just say something? You know, we're sort of rough on the conservatives. Well, not really the conservatives, the Republicans. And I want to give a shout out to a guy. He is in Republican leadership in the state of Tennessee. His name is Cameron Sexton. So let me explain what happened. And I just got this item from our news guy at KWAM, Ben Dieter. Great, a great journalist, fair and balanced. They don't make them like that these days. So anyway, we just elected a radical George Soros district attorney. And this guy, he says he's not going to be prosecuting crimes. He's going to be taking care of defending the criminals. His name is Professor Steve Mulroy. And anyway, Mr. Sexton, who's with the Tennessee State House, is he House? What is he? The Speaker of the House? He's the Speaker of the House. Thank you very much, Mr. Dieter. So you got the Speaker of the House, and they said, well, what are you going to do if this guy refuses to prosecute crimes? What are you going to do? And the guy says, hey, look, he's either going to prosecute the criminals or he's going to go right. His butt's going to be back in the classroom. So they're going to play hardball with this guy. I suspect that mere moments after he starts his job, the recall petitions are going to start, much like they did in San Francisco. So there you go for that. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. I would love to ask Grace Baker, and well, you know what? We're going to hold this story because I'm trying to figure out why straight women like to spend their bachelorette parties at the gay bars. That's apparently a thing, and I had it is a big thing. And there's a story in theblaze.com about this, and we'll talk to Grace about this. She just got married, so she kind of knows about these kinds of things. But in the meantime, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It's an awkward transition. What can I say? It happens. Our good friend, the great American patriot from Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan, joins us. Congressman, thanks for coming on the program.
Well, Todd, good to be with you again.
So, look, I don't know about you. I'm kind of concerned about the feds just picking up Trump supporters, and especially those of us in the media. I travel around with a small toothbrush and some toothpaste just in case my butt gets thrown into a federal lockup.
No, we say it half jokingly, but it's really frightening. When you think about what we've seen, and just – I said this the other day, but, you know, last fall, it was we learned the Justice Department using the Patriot Act against parents. A few nights ago, we had the Senate pass legislation that's going to unleash 87,000 IRS agents on Americans, harass them about their taxes, and then of course it's what happened to the private residence of the former president of the United States and likely Republican candidate for president in the upcoming presidential race. And then, of course, it's followed up by taking the phone of a sitting member of Congress, a former retired Army general. So this is scary stuff. And, who's next is probably the right question to ask, and it's scary to think about.
It is, Congressman. But you were warning us about this all along, and I know that you guys got a lot of blowback in the media. But we are in a really unprecedented time in American history. What concerns do you have now that we know, for example, Congressman Scott Perry, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, got stopped when on vacation with his family?
Yep, he's on vacation with his wife and two daughters, wonderful family, retired Army general, served in the Congress, Freedom Caucus chair, and they come up and take his phone. I don't know why they took his phone, but they shouldn't have, it seems to me. And then Scott even said in his statement, tell me you want it. We'll turn it over. We think it's wrong, but we'll turn it over. But to come just with a warrant and take it from him while he's on, it just makes no sense. And when you view it in context, remember, we already know they're willing to alter evidence. Kevin Kleinsmith was a lawyer in the Justice Department who altered an email, altered evidence that was taken to the FISA court when they started this whole thing going after President Trump. So we already have, he got like a little slap on the wrist. I mean, they've already proven they're willing to change evidence to go after their political opposition. We've caught the January 6th committee on 8 different false statements they have made, and we don't get to see the transcripts. We don't get to be in the depositions. We don't get to see the documents, and we've caught them in 8 lies. Imagine how many other false things they're telling us. So that's really what, when you think about it, that even makes it more scary.
And it's a fair question to ask, and I wrote this on Twitter just about 30 seconds after the word leaked about the raid. It's that we ought to be concerned not with what they took out of Mar-a-Lago, but what may have been planted inside. And
here
we are.
Great insight, yeah. I mean, what now? There's reports out that says, they took, napkins and golf balls.
A dinner menu.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so were they classified golf balls? Were they top secret napkins? I mean, what is the deal here? So I don't get it. I don't think the country gets it. And that's why I called for two nights ago. I said Chris Wray and Merrick Garland should be in front of the House Judiciary Committee this Friday. We're going to be back there debating and voting on this ridiculous package that passed. It's going to raise people's taxes and exacerbate the already 41-year high inflation rate. They need to be in front of the Judiciary Committee answering the questions that the American people have. And I don't think they're going to come, but they should.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan, and Congressman, as horrifying as this is, and I do suspect more people are going to be targeted, we've got 87,000 more IRS agents that are about to be boots on the ground, and I can only imagine the horrors they're going to inflict on the American people.
Yep, they're coming after working class, middle class people. That, you know, it's such a deal, Todd. They're going to use your tax money to come harass you, the taxpayer. We know they're going to, you know who they're going to target? It's going to be the small business owner out there who's running the landscape company, who's got the small manufacturing plant. It's the farmer. I mean, that's who they're going to come after. And the worst of it is they're going to be 87,000 people, most of them with a leftward bent in their political beliefs. And they're all going to be working remote from Northern Virginia, drinking their fancy coffee, harassing people who can't work remote, who have to plow the field, plant the crops, who build houses, who work at the manufacturing plant, or who drive a truck to deliver the goods that we need to make our country go. That's who they're going to be harassing. And that's the part that ticks me off the most.
Congressman, have you had a chance to speak to the president since all of this came out with the raid?
I have. I normally don't get into details of the conversation. I will just say this. He was in great spirits. He understands how wrong this is, just like the most of America does. And he was in great spirits. But, the president, he's an optimistic, go-get-him kind of guy. It's why I like him so much and frankly, why I want him to run again and get back in the Oval Office.
Yeah, I can't imagine. When you step back and just as a casual observer, I don't know how I would be able to stand up to that much attack day after day after year, year after year after year.
Takes a special kind of guy, and that's why he was such an effective president, because he got more done, did more what he said he would do than any president we've ever had, and he did it with every Democrat in that town against him. He did it with everyone in the mainstream media against him. He did it with half the Republicans against him, and he did it with all the bureaucracy against him, which is, I think, maybe the most amazing thing, and he got it done. I just told this story to a group I was speaking to, Todd. There were early in the administration, we're in the West Wing, and one of the offices there, this is back in like the summer of 2017, they had a big whiteboard, and on the whiteboard they had written every single campaign promise President Trump had made to the American people in the 2016 campaign, and they were literally checking them off as they were getting them done. Embassy in Jerusalem, out of the Iran deal, out of the Paris Climate Accords, check, check, check. They were conservatives on the court, cutting tax. That's what they were doing, checking them off. That's how you're supposed to govern. Do what you said you would do. And no one did better than President Trump.
That's it. All right, Congressman, good having you on. Appreciate all the insight.
You bet. Thank you, brother. Take care.
All right, that's Congressman Jim Jordan, everybody, a good friend of this program. And he says it's a fair question to be asking, who's next? Who's going to be next? Grace, I've got a spare toothbrush downstairs.
That's good. I might need that. Thank you.
Yeah. No. You never know. I mean, it's
always good to be prepared.
That's right. And we don't have Secret Service protection, so that's
we got Merlo.
Got Merlo, and we've got our chief engineer, Chuck the engineer.
This is true.
Maybe he could distract them so we could get away.
Talk to him about Star Trek or something.
But he said, "What did they take away? Classified golf balls or top secret napkins?"
No, exactly. But did you write some notes on the napkins? Have you ever done that?
Here's
a phone number or whatever.
And you know,
oh,
I know you doodle.
I have these fancy little folders for you, and then I come pick them up, and they've got doodles all over them. And I'm like, well, there that goes.
It's graffiti. I'm tagging the folders here. Oh, my. By the way, President Biden says, real quick before we get to the story, I need to ask you about this, Grace.
Okay.
President Biden says we have 0% inflation in the month of July. So just remember that when you go to the grocery store.
That is good to know. 0% inflation. Mm-hmm.
And the double stuffed Oreos cost $20.
It doesn't feel that way that we have 0%, though.
It does not. Grace, this is from The Blaze, and I want to ask you about this because you just got married
a while
back. Two university educators warned readers of the Boston Globe that bachelorette parties in Provincetown, Massachusetts are asserting their privilege in local gay safe spaces. Now, they're accusing mostly white women of attempting to escape their heterosexual world by attending local gay bars and drag shows during their festivities.
Interesting. Can't say I did that.
Is that like a thing with like the bachelorettes?
Not anybody that I know personally. But the only thing, when I hear that statement, I just think, you know, maybe these women who are getting married to a dude, they think, oh, I'm not going to go to a traditional like strip club, but I feel less guilty going to a gay bar because it's a bunch of dudes that aren't actually interested in me.
Quote, the women are displaced by rape culture and seek refuge in queer spaces. But the queers are faced with tolerating the heterosexual gays or not showing up at all.
Wow.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means. But here's the thing. When I hear that, I'm like, it's business, right? Like, they come in, they buy drinks, they pay to get in, whatever. It's business. I don't know why people are complaining.
According to the story here in The Blaze, the women suffer from a will and grace complex.
Oh.
That's an old TV show.
Never seen it, but I know
it's like
it is.
Two straight women and then the gay dudes. But one of the gay dudes was actually played by a straight guy in real life.
Whoa.
So that would not be allowed today.
Not at all.
So, and I'm waiting for the creators of that program to apologize.
Yep, just like Friends did.
Got to. They think they can all shout Cher lyrics and yell, "Yes, Queen." What is that? How does that go? Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yes,
I don't know.
Queen.
I can't do it either.
Hey. Because they are welcomed into gay culture. I don't know about this. But anyway, they're going after the bachelorettes, and they're saying, stay out of the gay bars.
Wow. Okay.
May I just also suggest, stay out of Nashville. Have you been to Nashville lately?
Yeah, and I would never, ever, ever move there.
They have these massive bicycles. I guess you could, party bicycle buses or whatever.
Yes.
And the women are, you know,
scantily clad.
Drunk out of their minds.
Oh, yes.
They've got the feather boas, and they're throwing their clothes into the streets.
It's literally, and this is a real thing, it is one of the bachelorette capitals of the world.
Fascinating.
It really is, of all places.
And it's like it's a very religious place, Nashville. So,
maybe not anymore.
It used to be.
All the country music stars moved in.
What is it? Sodom and Gomorrah with a southern accent?
Basically.
I was like, holy cow, what is going on here?
Yeah, Nashville. Memphis has its own problems, and Nashville's got a lot of problems,
just trying to get
too.
To the Grand Ole Opry. I see a bra go flying through the air.
Yeehaw!
What in the name of Dolly Parton is going on here? All right, hey, hour three coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Father Frank, 30 seconds. I want you to talk to the pastors, ministers, church people in this room. What is your encouragement for them? We've got the midterm elections coming up. What do the church people need to be doing?
We have the Word of God. We have the grace of Christ. We have been ordained to proclaim that gospel. That gospel is already victorious. I say to my brothers and sisters who are pastors, we are not just working for victory. We are working from victory. We start with victory because Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He has conquered sin. He has conquered falsehood. He is alive and with us.
Glory to God. Amen. I think you got some Baptist in you, Father Frank.
All right. Yeah, that was a little bit of the panel discussion we had at CPAC last Friday. Welcome, everybody. This is Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Father Frank Pavone is one of the nation's top pro-life leaders. He was national co-chair of Pro-Life Voices for Trump, director of Priest for Life, and he is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Father Frank, how's it going today?
Oh, it is going great. Todd, it's so good to be with you. It was great to be with you at CPAC.
And thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, absolutely. And Father Frank, I'd love to get your take on what's been happening, this persecution of the president. As a matter of fact, that's a word Franklin Graham used to describe what's happening with President Trump right now and conservatives, persecution in America.
Well, as you know, when he was with us at CPAC just the other day, a couple of days before this happened, he said, as he has been saying at a lot of his rallies recently, hey, you know, a friend of mine told me I'm the most persecuted president in history, maybe the most persecuted American in history. And he says, as I started thinking about that, I thought it might be true. I'm sure it's true. And it brings to mind another thing he says to us that I constantly remind my followers at Priest for Life. I said, look, they're coming after him because they're coming after all of us. What we stand for, the values we hold, whether it's pro-life, freedom, the right of parents to educate their children, all the various issues, they, the radical left, are coming after us. And that's one of the reasons, Todd, as you and I discussed on that panel, that the churches cannot be neutral anymore. I mean, you can make a case that churches should be neutral when it comes to, you know, policy differences that people of goodwill could equally hold or disagree on, but not when it comes to violations of principle. There is no room for neutrality when you have a party that is attacking the freedom of the citizens, the security of the nation, or weaponizing the structures of government.
You see, I am so glad to hear you say that, Father Frank, because I know that here in this part of the country, in the Mid-South, a lot of the mega churches have disengaged from the culture fight. They are not involved in politics, and I think that's one of the reasons, and let me know if I'm off base here, but I think that's one of the reasons we're facing such chaos in the culture right now.
Well, you know, it's true. You know, when we were a party to this battle a few years ago over the contraceptive mandate, the so-called HHS mandate, I said to the pastors, you know, so many of you have not wanted to, you know, get involved in the battle in politics. I said, but we're facing a fierce enemy, and you know, so you didn't want to take the battle out into the public square. So now they took the battle to you. And this is what the pastors have to understand. The Democrat Party, they look, if you look at their platform and some of their other writings, it's a systemic problem in the party. It's not just about this or that of a candidate or Biden or Harris. It's systemic to the party where they look at religious freedom as discrimination. That's exactly how they describe it. And so they want to snuff out the voice of the church. And that's one of the reasons that the church has to step up to the plate and get engaged. I also say to pastors, you know, you might think, for example, that registering voters in your church is a political activity. I say to them, it's a pastoral activity. Why is it pastoral? Because you're equipping the people of God to go out into society and make a difference the way the Lord Jesus commands us to do. And then you don't have to direct them to, you're not telling them register with this party or that party. You're telling them register, take part in the public process informed by the word of God and make a change in the world. That's a pastoral activity. That's not primarily a political activity.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Father Frank Pavone, Father, when you look at where we are now in the country, and we talk about religion, and of course I'm a Baptist, you're Catholic, but there are some Catholic churches that are still giving communion to the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House.
You know, it's an outrage. It really is, because, you know, look, I don't care if our president is Catholic, Baptist, or whatever denomination. I want the person occupying that office to respect his or her faith enough not to abuse it just for political purposes. And this is where we see, this is what we see these people doing. You know, Todd, Biden was asked and Pelosi was asked at various times, well, what about the Catholic bishop saying, you know, maybe you really shouldn't be receiving communion? And you know, their response has been, well, you know, that's a personal private matter and it should stay private. So my argument with them is, well, then why do you keep bringing up publicly that you're a devout Catholic? Nancy Pelosi was asked many times in press conferences, you know, why didn't you have a vote on this or that piece of pro-life legislation? And instead of giving an answer about the legislation, she goes into, oh, I'm a devout Catholic, you know. But either it's private or it's public. You know, make up your mind and stick to it. But the problem is their inconsistency. They want to get the votes of those that are Catholic. It's just identity politics. It's another version of identity politics with a religious garb. But then they throw the teachings of the faith out the window. And that's offensive to the Americans. By the tens of millions who are making sacrifices every day to live out their faith. They're making sacrifices to be consistent. And then they look at these people who are just throwing the teachings out the window.
I was looking at your Twitter feed earlier today, Father Frank. You had a great video. And the question is a very simple question, what I want to ask you on our program. Is the United States now a banana republic?
Yes. This was so outrageous the other night, looking at these pictures and listening to this, this unprecedented action on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And this is just it's the fruition of something the other side, as we all know, has been doing for years and years and years. Taking, for example, the impeachment process, which our Constitution provides for rare circumstances, and weaponizing it and using it as a partisan tool instead. The first partisan impeachment in American history. And this is just the outgrowth of the path they've been on for a while now. And I think if anybody had any doubt up to this point, that the radical left was putting America on this path of just becoming like some of these third world countries, all doubt should be removed now. And therefore, it's time now for real action. People who have not been speaking up need to speak up. People who have not been voting need to get in there and vote these people out of office. Thank God we have the mechanisms to correct this situation peacefully, patriotically. We have the mechanisms to do it, but we've got to use them while we still do have them. Otherwise, we're going to be in even deeper trouble.
It's a great point. And Father, we're going to have to end it there. Where can people go if they want to get more information about the great ministries that you head up?
Well, on social media, it's Fr. Frank Pavone. That's my handle on the main platforms. And on the website is endabortion.us, endabortion.us. And thank you, Todd, so very much for having me.
I will say this again, Father Frank, you kind of preach like a Baptist there. So
I love it.
All right, Father, good to have you. We'll get you back on soon. Thank you for being a great voice out there for the unborn and for conservative values.
Most welcome, and thank you for doing the same.
God. All right. That's Father Frank Pavone. He was on one of the panels I was hosting over at CPAC last week, and we'll get him back on. Just a delightful guy. We sat backstage and laughed and carried on. Shared a Baptist martini, which for all you Lutherans out there, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines coming back from this break, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. May I tell you about our good friend Mike Lindell? He has been so good to the audience of this radio program. We have a special page, and Mike has got some great back-to-school specials going on thanks to your great support. MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Now get this. Every single product Mike has is on sale right now. My pillows, you got a kid going to college, you got to get them one of those beautiful My Pillows for their dorm room, $19.98. My Pillow sandals, $29.98. You're going to be able to save 50% on the My Pillow mattresses. And of course, you got to send the kids to college with some towels. You're going to be able to get a great deal on Mike Lindell's 6-piece towel set, all at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. To activate the special discounts, got to use my last name, Starnes. We'll be right back. All right, may I say this about the Republicans up on Capitol Hill? I remember when President Trump was first elected and the Republicans promised these massive investigations going after. They said they were going to go after the FBI for trying to sabotage President Trump's election. They were going to go after they were going to go after Hillary, the Russian dossier, the Obama administration, because we all know, and no one really likes to talk about this, even in a lot of the, I mean, Levin will. Mark Levin, he is fearless. They call him the great one for a reason. And Hannity will. Outside of that, they don't like to talk about this. But folks, everything goes back to Barack Hussein Obama. Everything. Just remember, the man who promised to fundamentally change America. That's him. And that's what he's doing now. But the Republicans, they talked the good talk, but when it came time to actually doing the investigations and holding people accountable, we got jack squat. I mean, we really did. And I remember having a lot of these guys on my show back when I was at Fox News. They would come into the studio, they would look at me in my face, and they would say, people are going to be brought to justice. Nobody's in jail. No one of consequence is in jail. So when I hear Kevin McCarthy saying they're going to be holding Merrick Garland and Chris Wray accountable, okay, good, but you're going to have to do more than that. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it is just me, but I believe in the process of trusting but verifying. I trust you, but until you actually do it, I don't know. I'm hopeful they're going to do it, but they never have. And that goes for the ultra-conservatives out there, too. It's one thing to go on Fox News Channel or Newsmax and spew your talking points, but it's another to crack down. And we need a crackdown. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to live in fear of walking down the street and being tackled by FBI agents throwing me in jail because I said something about the President of the United States, Joe Biden, on the radio. I don't want to live my life like that. I have to imagine that many of you out there want to be able to go down to your local school board and give them a piece of your mind without having to face an FBI investigation. And by the way, those 87,000 IRS agents, they're coming to the southern states. They're coming to the Midwest. That's where they're going. That's where most of the audits are taking place. Nobody wants to live like that. And it's going to keep happening until the Republicans on Capitol Hill, every single one of them, get a backbone, stand up, and do what needs to be done. Follow through. That's all I'm saying. Is that too much to ask? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there's a story, and I think this is a heartwarming story, but it's blown up. And there are two very distinct sides here on this issue. It happened at the Little League World Series Southwest Regional Championship. You might have seen the video. We'll put it up on the Alive Show blog. You had a pitcher named Caden Sheldon, and he was pitching for Texas East. I don't think that's important, but anyway, where he played. But anyway, the pitcher threw a pitch, and it nailed the poor kid in the batter's box. But he was fine. And so the pitcher, so obviously he took first base. And so then the pitcher is just really mortified. I mean, they're kids, right? They're kids. And the kid breaks down and starts to cry on the pitcher's mound. No, I know there's no crying in baseball, but he's a kid, for goodness sakes. Have a little bit of mercy. He's a kid. So anyway, the poor kid's there. His coach comes over and he was like, it's okay. You didn't kill anybody. It's a sensitive soul. So then the poor kid, he's weeping on the, I mean, it's not like he's lost control, but he's really upset about all of this. So the kid he hit, the kid on first base, runs over to the pitcher's mound and gives the opposing pitcher a hug and tells him, hey, it's okay. I think this is a heartwarming moment in just American life. And, you know, yeah, I get it. It's a baseball. So anyway, people are really upset that the kid on first base was not thrown out because he went on the pitcher's mound and left first base. And people are really upset about this. They're saying that it was unsportsmanlike for the for the batter to go up and hug the pitcher during the Little League game. Do you have a problem with this? I just don't see the problem here. But there are some diehard baseball fans who are saying that this is the worst thing they've ever seen in a baseball game. Really? Is that where we are as a country right now, where you can't show a little bit of, it's not even sportsmanship, it's just compassion, it's humanity? I don't know. Whereas, you know, Dylan, Kyle, our board op is out, but Dylan Dandridge is running our board today, and we're family, by the way.
This is true.
And you're also a baseball player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a problem with what this did? I mean, was there a cardinal sin here? Was a rule broken?
No, this makes no sense. This is pure compassionship, like you were just saying. Like, the kid got hit in the head, and he's like, hey, man, it's okay. I will admit, I hit somebody in the head when I was a pitcher.
Did you cry?
I think they cried, and I was like, I feel like I'm going to cry too, you know, whatever. But no, there's nothing wrong with this situation here. It's ridiculous that people are upset about it.
Thank you, Dylan. You see, there was a reason you were on the show today. It was for this story, for such a time as this. But there's no crying in baseball. That's what they say. It just seems to me that these diehard baseball fans are making a mountain out of a molehill here. I just don't see what the problem is. Honestly, my hat is off to the young guy, the batter. He did the right thing. And the poor kid, the pitcher, you know, got to get in a couple of more rotations. Got to get that pitch worked out there, pal. All right, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. What are they going to do, throw the kids out? You can never play baseball ever again. You're out of here. Jeez, Aloo. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Delighted to have you with us today. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747. You know, before we do that, Grace, I knew I'm supposed to be doing something and saying something right now, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it was.
I'll try to help you remember. I'll pipe in if I remember for
it
you.
I remember what it was. But all right, just remind me. Just say the code
What's
word.
The magic word?
Code word Twitter.
Twitter. Okay.
But we're gonna go to Ann. I don't want Ann to wait for me because of my forgetfulness. Ann in Georgia, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd. I think this is a key point. I just can't understand how anyone could believe that the current administration had no idea, or as his spokesperson, Biden's spokesperson said, they had no heads up about the Mar-a-Lago raid. It's a lie.
Well, of course it is.
Yes, but my point is, why do you lie?
Do you have a thought on that, Ann?
You lie because you're covering something up.
Exactly.
And it is so blatant. And it really upsets me. I was listening to your show the other day, the guy from Maine and the guy from Chattanooga. You know, if it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. There's Occam's razor. It's, you know, it's all so very simple. And I think until we get down to the simplicity of it, is that they're just trying to destroy this country. I'm going to vote for Trump. I was always going to vote Republican, but if he, for any reason, is indicted for anything, I think that we should get together. We should, I don't know, revolution, whatever. This nonsense has to stop. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. It's there in front of our face, but we don't see it. I listen to, you know, the Republicans, like you said before, are going to do something. Well, you know something? It's time that we do something, because it's just wrong. It's just wrong.
And I don't know what happened on January 6th. We're never going to find out, because nobody really wants us to know. But I do know this. What happened on January the 6th, that was not the silent majority. If Donald Trump goes to jail, if they come and arrest Donald Trump on trumped-up charges, they indict him, whatever, I think the silent majority is going to rise up, and it will stun the Democrats and the mainstream media, and they will not know what to do at that point.
And they won't. And, you know, and so if something happens to Trump, then we have DeSantis. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to raid his home. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. People out there, we've got to band together. We have to stop talking and doing something.
No, you're right about that, Ann. Appreciate the call. And it's a great sentiment, and it's a fair question. Are they going to come after DeSantis next? I know Liz Cheney is not a big fan of DeSantis. She's considering him to be an enemy of the Republican Party. So where do you draw the line? All right, code word.
Twitter.
Thank you, Grace. This is, you know, I need a vacation. That's I think what that's what for. It is. I haven't really taken a vacation.
No, you haven't. Because I mean, when you've been gone, you're doing
stuff. I'm working, yeah.
It's not like you're actually relaxing.
No, I've got two separate speaking events in Atlanta coming up. Are going to be out on the West Coast for about a week doing events. And we're doing a Wichita event. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so we got a busy – and then we got an election coming up. All right, here we go. Are you looking for a job, people? Pay attention. The Internal Revenue Service has posted a job description. Here are the major duties if you want to work for the IRS. You have to adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially in maintaining honesty and integrity. Well, of course, we would want that. You have to work a minimum. Grace Baker, you ready for this? I don't want to ever hear you complain.
I'm ready.
You have to work a minimum of 50 hours a week.
Whoa!
Be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends.
Dang.
You have to maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. This is the IRS, by the way.
I'm about to say, are you sure
this
isn't like the...
Oh, my God, I got a paper cut.
You better be able to get to that first aid real quick, like...
Here's the next one. You have to be able to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary.
What are they doing in the IRS? That's what I want
to
know.
You have to be willing to be able to participate in arrest, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments.
I thought it was more like, you know, getting a finger cramp from typing and answering the phones.
So Adam Baldwin, our good buddy Adam Baldwin, shared this on his Twitter feed. He got a screenshot with a link to the IRS page. So I clicked on the IRS page, and now that page has been taken down.
Ooh.
So you're saying, well, Todd, can you verify the authenticity? No, but I can tell you that there's a screenshot here, and the page it linked to has now been taken down by the IRS.
Very suspicious.
It's very odd, very unusual. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Jay in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to say that you don't need a vacation because that's kind of like you abandoning us. You need to be there fighting for us.
So Jay says no vacations for Starnes.
No, we need you. I'd love to hear you debate. You really tear these people up. I love it.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'd like to say that if this election is so important that if we don't stand up and do something about it, that the persecution that's going to hit us is going to be so bad that I don't believe America come out of it. And we talk, you have the church people on there, and the persecution, they hate the church. You know, the Democrats hate the church. But then you will see the real revival happen then. But I just wanted to comment on that, and you keep on fighting because I really enjoy your program.
Jay, I appreciate those kind words, and I'll try to persevere, but I sure could use a couple of days off, Jay. I'm just telling you. Maybe I'll just go on assignment. There we go. All right, Jay, appreciate the call. You know, Jay's got a point, though. As much as they hate the Christians, they hate the Jews even more, and we're talking about the Democrats. I will never forget. I'm writing a chapter in my book on this about how Bill de Blasio, who is a communist, by the way, and a lot of people forget that, but Bill de Blasio is, in fact, a communist, and the communists hate the Jews. They don't like the Christians. They hate the Jews. but they want to destroy all of us. And that's why we all got to fight in this together. So anyway, during the pandemic, you might recall they allowed BLM and Antifa to protest and march in the streets. That was perfectly okay. But the Jews were not allowed to congregate. The Jews were not allowed to bury their dead in New York City. And you might remember the story. We've got it up on our website. You can Google it, where de Blasio dispatched the police to break up funerals in some of the Orthodox Jewish communities. We don't forget this stuff, folks. We do not forget. There are a lot of people out there that forget. We don't forget. We got to stand alongside our Jewish countrymen because we're all in this fight together. They won't crack down on the Muslims because they're scared of the Muslims. But they'll come after the Christians and the Jews. They will, and they have. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Iowa. A lot of folks from Iowa today. Joe on the line. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Todd. I thoroughly enjoy your show. And
thank
you.
I
listened to the news, and it talked about an Afghan man who was allegedly killed four Muslims in Phoenix. Is this one of those Afghanis that we brought over after the Biden administration fully vetted all
now,
of those?
Joe, that is a fascinating story, and it was getting national attention until they figured out who the suspect was, and then all of a sudden they took it off the TV screen.
Surprise.
Yeah, look, I heard, was he Afghan? I heard he was Somali, but he may have been Afghan. Regardless, the question you raise is one of the more important questions. How did this guy get into the country?
Right, right. And isn't the job of the government to keep us safe?
Yes.
How are they doing that? Yeah. How well are they doing that?
Well, they're not doing it very well. It's insane. Here they are and you have to wonder how many resources do they allocate to raiding Mar-a-Lago while our border has been completely overrun?
Yep.
Yep. Just think about that. All right. Joe, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. By the way, Joe downloaded the KWAM app, kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. Click on the app. Not only can you get the app free of charge, but you'll also be able to send us a shout-out. So if you don't want to come on the radio live, you can leave a recorded message. We play those throughout the program. All right, we got to take a quick break. Going back to your calls, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you're having a great day, America. We're having a little bit of fun around these parts. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to the great state of Mississippi, the Magnolia State. Brian on the line listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Had two questions for you. First one is, you know, we've been listening to the other side, the Libtard group thing, where they keep on saying in unison, no one's above the law. Well, evidently the DOJ and the FBI is above the law. So the question is, who investigates the DOJ and the FBI? Question one. Second question for you is, you know, we're hearing a lot of theories about, you know, the political persecution of Trump's house. You know, the theories are, you know, looking for classified documents, yada, yada, yada. Has anybody thought that maybe he had or supposedly had, or they thought that he had some other documents, maybe something embarrassing to the Bidens or something else not uncovered, i.e., does anybody know where Joe Biden's daughter's diary is? Thank you, Todd.
Well, look, Brian, those are all great questions. And, you know, again, there is one tier of justice for the rich and the famous. And just look at, you know, Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, caught for DUI. He had drugs in his system. The guy injured somebody in that crash. That guy was let go. They didn't initially release the mugshot. If that had been anybody else, all of that information would have been out there. So, I mean, it's a valid point you raise. And I do wonder, and I'm with you, This has nothing to do with the National Archives, Brian. There's more to this. And we're going to have to step back, wait and see. President Trump, I was texting with his office down at Mar-a-Lago. And, of course, the president's in New York doing the giving the deposition right now. So he's unavailable. Hopefully we can check in with the president, and he might give us some insight on that. All right, Brian.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, you got it. All right, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in today. Always good to hear our hometown folk out there, and we got a lot of them. This radio station has just exploded around the – it's just unbelievable around the Mid-South how many people are listening to the mighty 990 KWAM. And we appreciate all of our great listeners. We have a new story up on the website, toddstearns.com. Fargo, North Dakota. What are you people in North Dakota doing here? A school board in North Dakota canceled the Pledge of Allegiance. Why? Why, pray tell, did they cancel the Pledge of Allegiance? Well, the Fargo School Board, in a 7-2 vote, said that the Pledge of Allegiance was not diverse enough. So there was a lack of diversity in the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. One of the board members, Seth Holden, said the pledge, quote, is not diverse enough. Given that the word God in the text of the Pledge of Allegiance is capitalized, the text is clearly referring to the Judeo-Christian God, and therefore it does not include any other faith, such as Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, all of which are practiced by our staff and students at the Fargo Public Schools. Well, got to tell you, this one right here, this Holden guy, oh, he's all brains, this one. Well, of course, God is capitalized because America is a Christian nation, ladies and gentlemen. And we are, in fact, one nation under God, the God of the Holy Bible. Another school board member, Nairami Dai, says, quote, we live in a diverse community, and that is what matters. No, ma'am or sir or whatever your pronoun is, it is not. What matters is that we are a nation that was founded under the Christian value system, Judeo-Christian value system. We don't throw people off buildings because of who they go to bed with in America. They do that in some Middle Eastern countries. You can Google it. Other school board members said they voted against the pledge because it was divisive. Okay, let's talk about that for a moment. And by the way, you people that listen to KWAM every morning, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, every hour starts off with a citizen of Memphis reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Every day at noon on KWAM, a beautiful choir sings the national anthem. And we invite the entire city to stop what they're doing, take off their hats, hand over heart, and respect the national anthem. But apparently that is divisive in Fargo, North Dakota. The school's website says education is better where schools are composed of students, teachers, and families drawn from diverse socioeconomic backgrounds, cultures, races, ethnicities, religions, and sexual orientations. Can't people just be people? You know, that baseball player, you know, we talked about the Little League story. Did the batter go over and ask, you know, oh, are you a Christian or a Muslim? Are you gay or straight? No, he went over and showed a little bit of compassion, a little bit of humanity. But there's no room for that in public schools these days. Anyway, the 1776 Project, they posted the story on their website. This is a group, by the way, that's dedicated to electing school board members that will abolish critical race theory from our classrooms. That's what this is really all about here. This has nothing to do with the Pledge of Allegiance. This is about destroying America. That's what this is really all about. And little by little, folks, they're chipping away at our freedoms. Little by little, they're chipping away at who we are as Americans. And we've got to stop it. We've got to be willing to stand up. We've got to be willing to fight back. We've got to start supporting candidates for office who are going to fight for us. It's not good enough that they just have an R after their name. There's more to it than that. We've got to make sure we are putting people in office that are going to fight for us. By the way, cut number six, I want to explain why President Trump is not going to testify. He's pleading the fifth. Cut number six.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
This illegitimate president. I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, and then going home.
Yeah, that's the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. I'd plead the fifth, too. And then might drink a fifth. Gotta go. Baptist Martini. Have a great one, America. We'll be back tomorrow. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.